May 26th. Oh, then I've had my birthday since then. I didn't realize that. Downtown. Yes, my birthday was on the 29th, and of course, Big Fatty called it my fake birthday, but it really, that was my real birthday. I am now 58 years old. I think I know I mentioned that I was having a birthday coming up soon. Birthday weekend was kind of quiet. Was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't realize that. Yes, my fake birthday, the 29th.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4257. The BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got a couple of themes running through today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, one of them is going downtown.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a cheery good morning to you. Hello, Sounders. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Not that kind of sounder. hi everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you sound us today because y'all, we've got a brand new, Captain Kangaroo, selection today. Y'all, it's a little on the long side, but I thought it was kind of nice. it falls into the theming of today's little show. In fact, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my Northeast Straight Yeti, Dan, and that was followed by that KC in Denver, and then Mr. Fake Birthday himself, Archer. So, y'all, you'll find out why each of those is part of the theming as well. But, y'all, I think let's just go and listen to this lovely, lovely version.
Thank you. anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of May, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him
good morning, my brother.
And y'all, I'm debuting another new song by this person. And y'all, he's my Northeast straight gyally. Y'all, that's Dan. And Mrs. Northeast straight gyally. And y'all, you know, they are the parents of little Logan and little Evan. Yes, Big Betty. And you know, y'all, with Dan as the patriarch of the family, y'all, it's got to be a strain on everyone. And but y'all, just one of the nicest people that one day I hope to meet. Y'all, if you see my Northeast straight Jerry, wish him and the missus a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 29th of May. Y'all, it is a very important fake celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, trying to pretend that this was the day that he and his twin brother shot out of Mama Archer's. Well, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear all the details, but y'all met this person face to face at Pride 48 down there in Nolens, and y'all have been on many of his gangbang little shows. And y'all, he used to be the Podfather, and you know, and then it pod faded. It just, you know, no, I will not do the little show anymore. And y'all, now it's like pulling teeth to get him to do one. But y'all, I'll keep up the pressure. I'll keep up the pressure on him. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only the one and only other half of the former boyfriend and now the husband. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Archer. Big Betty, we love Archer. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Archer on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or any of the rest of those crazy things, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of vanilla elementary school chic cake.
Got voice letters galore and ask Big Fatty. Gentlemen call a Leaport, oh how natty. Train wrecks and natterfests, a delightful mix. Listeners tuning in for their daily kicks. He Big Fatty, loves and we hail. From Fat Acres he broadcast as setting sail. Gas reports, shopping tales, and sports ball news. His laughter contagious, chasing away the blues.
Oh, Big Fatty, is kind of an abrupt end there. It was an abrupt end, y'all. That is from my Northeast straight Jerry. It's the Big Fatty Blues. Big Fatty. Okay, well, Dan, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And I appreciate you and that mechanical coming up with that. I assume that was not you singing. Maybe it was. I don't know. but anyway, it was lovely just lovely. And y'all, speaking of lovely, just lovely, y'all, after I spoke to you, you know, I said I was going to a concert, part of the Little Potato Festival down at the coal mine, and y'all, it was held in the in the Jesus Hall, and y'all, it was an organ. It was an organ concert, y'all. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. The organist was, his name is Alcee Chris III, Alcee Chris III. And y'all, he was absolutely magnificent. Y'all, they've just done an extensive refurbishment to the organ and the pipes and the everything else. Y'all, I heard sounds coming out of that organ that I've never heard before. Big Fatty, kind of like your butthole. Well, okay. but y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, he was quite the looker. Quite the looker. And y'all didn't have a single piece of music in front of him. And y'all, he played for an hour and 45 minutes with a 10-minute intermission. and y'all, more talent in his pinky toe, because you know playing the organ, you have to, y'all, there were four keyboards and then all the stops and pedals and everything, and then you've got the foot keyboard that you're playing, and you're adjusting the volume on everything and all. And y'all, I sat there in amazement. It was just lovely. And y'all, I believe that Casey in Denver enjoys a large organ. Big Freddy, he has a large organ. Well, I know he has one of those foot operated player pinaners, but I have a feeling he's gotten his hands on an organ. You're not making it better. anyway, so there's another tie-in right there, along with the Captain Kangaroo organ music. Y'all, it sounded like a merry-go-round, a carousel, if you will. But y'all, I thought it was cute, and it tied in quite nicely today. But anyway, y'all got home, and y'all, it was after 10 p.m. in the evening when it was probably closer I guess I got home a little after 9 p.m. and I was in the bed by 10 p.m. And y'all, slap! Oh no, I gotta back up, y'all. I had one of those moments that best can be described as downtown. Y'all, in the middle of the concert, I got a message on my Apple clock that says, "Big Fatty, please confirm your doctor's appointment on Monday." Y'all, I didn't know I had a doctor's appointment on Monday, and so I got home and I went to they call it the My Chart. And, y'all, sure enough, I've got a doctor's appointment on Monday. Y'all, I usually write this stuff down on my big calendar, and, y'all, I just didn't do it. But, y'all, the crazy thing is, I usually have to go to the vampire 2 weeks before my appointment. So, y'all, I was scurrying. I checked in, did the pre-check-in online, and y'all, then I got up Tuesday morning, and y'all, all I had was my coffee, and y'all, then I was off to the vampire. Y'all, this vampress, if you will, y'all, she was perfect. I did not feel the needle. Big Fatty, that's because you're old. Well, it could be, but I didn't feel it at all. And y'all, after that was over, I came back here to the villa. And y'all, I was piddling around here, and I went out and did half of my morning nipple walk, because y'all, it was hot. But y'all, the front moved through, and the humidity has dropped significantly. And so it's going to be lovely, just lovely tomorrow. And then I got back, and I was trying to work on Hortensia Jr. It's having a problem refilling the juice tank. Yes, Big Betty. And so, y'all, I did a factory reset. Now, y'all, this is not easy to do. And then I told it to whack 'em the entire villa. And y'all, I don't know if it actually happened or not, because I wasn't here the whole time. Well, y'all, about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I sat down and I had me finished up the rotisserie chicken. I put in some of those Green Giant antioxidant steamed vegetables and some pasta. And with butter, and y'all, I sat down and I was eating that, and y'all, I got full, and I'm like, ooh, I'm full. So I put the other half of it in the frigidaire, and y'all, then the nip shows up, and I was sitting here, and the Hortensia Jr. was running around and everything, and the nip goes, well, I guess we ought to be going. And all of a sudden it was
downtown.
Y'all, I had forgotten it was two, I say, Tuesday, and we had to go over to Shady Pines. Y'all, I had not taken a shower. I was Stinky McStinkerson. And so, y'all, I threw on, and y'all, I was in my walking attire, so I had to throw on some regular shorts and a clean shirt, and y'all, we were off, because Big Fatty was driving, and y'all, we got there right at the appointed time, but anyway, and y'all, I had just eaten, so I wasn't the slightest bit hungry, so y'all, I just sat and visited with the ladies and with the nip, and y'all, it's really getting sad. Yes, Big Fatty, someone might even say it's
downtown.
And Big Fatty, I'd be one of them. Y'all, I came back, did another nipple walk, and now here I am recording late. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Ooh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm just for your edification, y'all, I have written my doctor's appointment on the big calendar, not the mock-in calendar. That's reserved for the anniversarians and the celebrations of exiting the birth canal and, you know, the full moons and World Gin Day. And but y'all, it's on there, so I'm gonna be, and y'all, I've already gotten the results from the blood test and everything. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Mr. Fake Birthday Double Dipper himself. And Archer, do you finally want to come clean on all of this?
I didn't realize that. Yes, my fake birthday, the 29th.
Oh, yes, and Big Fatty, another theme today was
downtown.
Actually, that's every day.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.